Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training here with four keys to achievement. What do you mean when you say something is an achievement? For most people, it's a little different than just checking another thing off the to-do list. When I was thinking about it, I Googled the word achievement, and the definition I liked best came from the Cambridge English Dictionary, which said that an achievement is something very good and difficult that you have succeeded in doing. Now, I want you to take a moment and look back over your life, and when you ask yourself, what have I achieved? What very good and difficult things have I succeeded in doing? What comes to mind? If you're feeling great, a bunch of things might come to mind, and one or two might jump right to the front of your mind. And if you're not feeling great, it might take a little longer to notice that you have succeeded in doing things that were very good and difficult. And you can just quietly wait until one of those pops into your mind now. Now, let's think about where that achievement that is at the top of your mind now, where did that start? It's likely it started when you decided that something was the right thing to do. Now, that doesn't sound surprising or particularly heroic, but it's the heart of every achievement, and you can notice it at the heart of every story of a hero. Think of your favorite hero, maybe a hero from sports, maybe a hero from a story, maybe a superhero, maybe a hero from your own life. What makes that hero worth caring about? Probably that they were determined to keep going despite the odds, even when they weren't sure they could win, and even when they weren't sure that winning would be worth it. They just had that sense that they needed to do something because it was the right thing to do. Over the years, I've trained a lot of people, and a lot of them have had pretty heroic achievements. I'm thinking of people who did things that might not seem really heroic and big, but were certainly very good and difficult. Things like starting a new business, starting a new family, learning something, competing, and maybe even the people who have surprised themselves with being braver than they thought they could be, or making peace with something in their life that they thought would trouble them forever. So after 14 years of listening to stories of people who have achieved, here's what I've learned about succeeding in something that is very good and difficult. First, achievements are driven by a sense of purpose. A sense that something is worth doing because it means something. Now, this doesn't mean that everybody who achieves something starts out with, you know, that perfect elevator pitch. Let me tell you what the meaning of life is, what the meaning of my life is, and what the meaning of this action is going to be. It does mean knowing what you value in yourself, in other people, in the world around you. You don't always know the right thing to do, but when you do know the right thing, that's what counts. What do you do then? And people who achieve, whether they start out with just a gut feeling about what's right, or a vision of what could be, or that voice in their head telling them that something is the right thing to do, people who achieve are achievers because nothing stands in their way once they know that something is the right thing to do. And usually, the right thing is the thing that connects you to something bigger than yourself, something that you're doing for yourself and your family, for yourself and your community, for yourself and your environment, maybe for yourself and the people who believe what you believe. Beliefs are ideas, and all achievements need ideas. And here's where we run into this kind of misperception of ideas, because ideas seem to spring up in our heads, and so we have this idea that ideas are owned by one brain, that they happen in one mind at a time. And that's not really a good way to think about ideas. Because if you really explore where ideas come from and how people make ideas, you'll find they nearly always make them out of interaction with other people and other ideas. We are socially wired creatures, and we think best when we connect with other people. I don't mean we think best because we find people who agree with us or people who disagree with us, or that we think best when we are being validated by other people, or even that we think best when we're collaborating with other people. I mean more that your achievement is likely to have started as sort of a seed idea that sunk into the back of your mind and then bumped up against other ideas, other experiences, interacted and grew through conversation and through experience over a period of time. Great ideas are rarely the invention of one mind working alone. Now, sometimes ideas show up in your head as a voice, as words, or maybe as a plan or a vision, but sometimes you find ideas showing up in your body because you are saying something or doing something. And it might be something that you've been meaning to do for a long time and you just finally start doing it. Or it might be something completely unexpected. Some of our ideas actually show up in our behavior before we get to know them very well in our mind. That's great because action is necessary for achievement. No one thinks their way to greatness without actually doing great stuff. And this can be terrifying. Lots of us feel that we should know stuff before we do stuff, that we should know things will work out before we try them. We like to think things through. We're good at mentally rehearsing things dozens, maybe hundreds of times before we actually try even once. We're pretty convinced in our heart of hearts that if we do something and it doesn't work, we'll be embarrassed. And worse than embarrassed, we might be ashamed. And shame is pretty deadly. And we're also convinced that we're connected to other people, that we have jobs or responsibilities. Other people are counting on us. And so it's super important that we get it right the first time. No one should expect us to take action before we've thought it through. Except that it's not always possible to think things through. Sometimes there's just no way to get enough information to know what the right thing to do will be. And sometimes we have exactly the opposite problem. There's just too much information for us to sort through or understand or make sense of. Achievements, doing something really good and difficult, usually require that we try stuff and figure out what works. We have to take a leap of faith, knowing that we probably won't get to be perfect, and we will almost certainly get to be wrong, at least some of the time. So here's to the most important key to achievement. It is the one that I will bet the house on. We have learned here at NLP Canada Training that achievements happen because people who are works in progress make them happen. The most important difference between achieving something and not achieving it are just two words. I'm learning. People who achieve something are people who make mistakes, take the wrong roads, run into walls, and learn. Then they keep learning until they find a way to get where they want to go. Those are the four keys to achievement. Choose to do the right thing. Surround yourself with people who have ideas. Try stuff and keep learning. There's no secret sauce and there's no way to skip a step. If you notice something that needs doing, grow some ideas and try stuff. If what you do works, great, do more of that. But if what you try doesn't work, learn and keep trying. Believing in the process isn't going to get you to achievement. Practicing it, putting it into action, will get you there every time. And along the way, let other people help. Here's what I can promise you. I'm going to keep showing up here and at my website at nlpcanada.com, making new ideas and old ideas available so that your ideas can bounce off of them and connect and grow. And I'm going to keep offering to help you pick yourself up when you fall down so that you can think about what you've learned and find the strength, the energy, and the hope to just keep going until you achieve that thing that's in your mind and your heart that is very good and very difficult. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.